I'm Carol Hills, and this is The World. Tens of thousands of Chinese journalists are getting ready to be put to the test, literally. For the first time, China's government is going to make journalists take a test in order to receive their press cards. The questions are focused on Marxist ideology and Communist Party doctrine. Here in the studio with me is The World's Matthew Bell.
Hello, Comrade Hills.
Hello, Comrade Bell. You were just in China to do some reporting, and I want to put you on the spot. Here are a couple of the test questions that the New York Times has on its China blog.
Okay.
What is the essence of socialism with Chinese characteristics? A, social harmony. B, comfortable standard of living. C, comfortable standard of living for all. D, the four modernizations.
Carol, I'm going to have to go with A, social harmony, because I know that the party has mentioned that as a goal.
And you are correct. All right, another question. Comrade Xi Jinping has said that the Chinese dream is essentially the dream of blank. Is it A, the people, B, the working class, C, the Communist Party of China, or D, all Chinese people around the world?
That one I'm going to have to completely guess at because I can't claim to really understand what the Chinese dream is when the president of China talks about it. How about D?
I'm sorry, it was A, the people.
Mm-hmm.
Another question. What is the most basic principle of news ethics in our country? What is the most basic principle of Western news ethics? And you may choose more than one.
Okay.
A, the principle of social responsibility. B, the principle of serving the people. C, the principle of journalistic professionalism. Or D, the principle of freedom of the press.
So what I learned in journalism school was professionalism. I'm going to go with journalistic professionalism.
You are incorrect. It's B and C. B, the principle of serving the people, and D, the principle of freedom of the press.
Right.
So, Matthew, this was a pretty tough test for you.
It was. And to be very clear, I would not have to take the test to work as a journalist either temporarily or on a long-term basis in China. This is really for the 250,000 or so Chinese journalists, people that are going to be applying for press credentials, press cards, and interestingly, this is the first time that the government has made Chinese journalists take a test like this.
Comes at an interesting time. As I read through these questions, I'm thinking China seems so non-ideological in terms of it being the toy shop of the world and business and cranes and buildings. So it's interesting that they're going back to a kind of an ideological model.
Yeah, and we've seen sort of in the margins a bit of freedom of speech and freedom of the press expanding in China. But the truth is that for a long time, the news media was state-run, state-owned, and very strictly controlled and censored by the government, and that is still largely the case. I think what's going on now and what the test is all about, really, is that the government is sending a message to journalists and saying, look, and it says so explicitly in the 700-page manual that journalists are supposed to study to prepare for this test, it says that the relationship between the party, the Chinese Communist Party, and the news media is one between the leaders and the led. So that's the point there, is that we're in charge, we're going to be deciding where the red lines are, where you can report and where you can't. And I think it's a pretty powerful message.
And listeners, if you'd like to take the test yourself, you can find the link to the whole list of questions at our website, pri.org. Thanks so much, Matthew.
You're welcome.